Hello everyone, welcome. This is Cradle Your Body, Unleash Your Fire, the somatic journey for listening, rest, and revolution. We already know how to create the world that we want to live in. Our bodies are guiding us with the language of sensation. In this session, you will be supported to hear your body guidance and to channel it into your world for vitality, love, and fire. I'm Ellie Pascal, and I'm so happy to be here with you today. And we are blessed to have Anaya Sophia here. Hi, Anaya.
Hello, Ellie. It is wonderful to be in this space with you.
Anaya is a mystic storyteller and author of Revelatory Wisdom. She teaches workshops throughout the world and is best known for the creation of Sacred Body Awakening. Known for showing up as a trailblazing resource of unapologetic truth and transparent courage, her heart is both fierce and tender. She carries an oral message that stirs the remembrance of a continuous lineage with the feminine principle. And Anaya has written many beautiful books, including recently, Fierce Feminine Rising, Heal from Predatory Relationships, and Recenter Your Personal Power, which reveals a map that she was given of our absolute awakening, our return to the heart. With whatever time we have left, Anaya is committed to address head-on the many challenges that stand in our way and to ensure the birth of a golden age. Anaya has also designed her own range of clothing and essential oils and lives in the Occitan region of southern France with her beloved husband, Pete, where they run a beautiful B&B where individuals and small groups can come and stay. Sophia is also able to conduct baptism, marriage, divorce, and death ceremonies. So this is a space in which your body comes first. So we begin with a somatic practice, which Anaya is going to guide us through. Anaya, would you like to say a few words about that and then jump straight in?
Absolutely. Well, my imagination, my consciousness, my mind has always been filled with this scene since I was a small child. And I believe it's down to my mum, who on a rainy Sunday afternoon would love nothing more than grabbing me by the hand, cuddling up together on the sofa and watching epic movies like Ben-Hur or Cleopatra or something about ancient Rome or ancient Greece. And it was the best moment because not only was I cuddled in my mum's arms, but I was exposed to dresses and hair and elegance and pillars and really brave warrior men with fabulous torsos and bodies on show. And I do believe that is what made me a deep appreciator of bodies. And that imagery just grew and grew and grew. And as I got older and older, it kept saying, bring me out. Produce what you see on the inside. And I was saying to myself, because it's true, I have no training. I have zero training. I'm a yoga teacher. I understand the body, but no one has taught me what's up here. And so I confessed to a few nearest and dearest girlfriends. And they said, Anaya, we know you. We trust you. Just do it. And so in May 2015, that is exactly what I did. I just mapped it. No editing, no making it more easier for me. I just obeyed. I saw the posturing, I saw how to, I saw the energy, and I felt why to. And it was scary. I'm British. We don't really do intimacy at that level, usually, because it was a semi-nakedness. There was something about the bare-breastedness, which was obviously the temple memories, that had to come through. And that was awkward for me because, I had to ask, well, how come I'm doing that? Only when we did it did I know why that was essential. The breasts bring in naturalness, easiness, trust, and of course, the memory of the mother. When a head is anywhere near a breast, that's the brain maps out, oh, I know where I am. I'm beside my mother. And so it just sends you on a lovely journey into infancy and babyhood and birthing and snuggling and all of that stuff. So, yeah.
So you're going to take us now into a sort of a story realm that's grown from this awareness that was in you, am I right?
That's right, that's right. This little story is called Return to the Temple.
And should people now get into a sort of meditative position, or does it matter how they are?
Yes, it would be better. It would be better if you would lie down. Imagine that you've just finished a yoga class. Your feet have flopped open. Your palms are face up. You've got a long neck, chin's close to the chest. And your spine is nice and straight. And really feel the support, whether you're on your bed, on your carpet, or actually on the earth. Because what I'm about to retell is an era of life that once not only thrived, but was simply everywhere. This is pre-church, pre-patriarchy. So there's a very fine chance that body memory and perhaps loss and grief and longing is going to rise up. So my dearest friends, make sure you're nice and ready. You might even want to rest with your hands over you because this could be a necessary bumpy ride. So, my dearest friends, imagine yourself to be barefoot on the desert floor with a ragged and tatty dress and clothing. You are tired and weary from the pushing and pulling, demands, taking, exhaustion, the burden of duty and responsibility weighing down on your shoulders, relationships, finances, where to live, how to live. It has built up now inside of us, and we are in need of deep replenishment. Like a mirage, we see a glimmering, shapeless, white apparition. It is a building. in the middle of the desert, and we can hear little children playing, laughing and joking, playing on the steps of this heavenly site. And two little girls look up and see us. Surprise is all over their faces as they run, they grab one another's hand and run towards us. "Come here, lady, come here," they say. "Come and join us. Follow us." They bounce up and down beside us, tugging on our dress and fishing for our fingers to grasp and hold our hand. Our weary, tired face breaks into a smile as we hold this little girl's hand and we allow ourselves to be led and taken to that shining white building. As we get closer, we see that there are chiffon, lightweight fabrics dancing in the wind, playing back and forth, covering the huge doorways. "Come with us," they say. "Come on, come up the steps." And so we take the steps up and into the building between the elegant pillars, through the chiffon drapes, where we are met by a young woman, shapely, confident, oozing with sensuality, presence, vitality, and eyes filled with light and a smile that says welcome. Her beauty encourages our own and is not seen or felt with fear. She reaches for our hand, and the little girls run away and return to the steps to carry on their game. We follow the young lady who sashays her way through the temple. We are sure she's walking in slow motion as the swing, swing, swing of her hips captures our imagination as we remember one day, a long, long, long time ago, we too perhaps felt this lovely. She leads us into a steamy, misty room, and we realize that there is a sunken Roman bath. She turns to face us with a becoming presence. She shows us the bath as if to say, "I am about to take you here." She is constantly navigating our response, looking deep, deep into our eyes and beyond as she starts to fiddle and unfasten the ties, the zipper, and the buttons of our ragged dress, all the time checking. "Is this okay?" she says silently with her eyes. As she peels the dress up and over and down our arms and chest and the small of our back, a little flicker of aliveness rushes to the surface of the skin in what seems like delight, but it's been such a long time ago, we're not really sure. But we do feel safe, and we do trust her, and we are more than ready for this steaming hot bath. She too undresses down to a very translucent chiffon that hangs just around her hips. She takes us by the hand and one step after the other leads us into the square Roman bath that's filled with minerals and water that soaks into all of our lines, all of our parched skin, into our hair, into our scalp, into the corners of our eyes and mouth, cleaning, softening, guiding us back into the body. We sigh, we stretch our mouth, we feel we can let go. And the young lady puts her hand at the small of our back, and we know that that means float. Float to the surface of this mineral-rich water. Everything is done in silence, but communication is received through the hands. We float up onto the surface of the water, where our young lady also puts a steady, reassuring hand between our shoulder blades as she rocks us along the surface of the water, left to right, right to left. She moves us up. She draws us down. This slow, floating motion in the warmth starts to bring us back into connection with the soul, the heart, and our body. The tiredness, the weariness, the disappointment, the longing, the sadness and the aloneness are starting to become distant memories. After what seems like forever, she gently tips us back onto our feet. And with a face that says it is time, we ascend the bath, where she slowly pats us with some absorbent fabric, drying off the beads of mineral water. We are naked now, but it really, really doesn't matter anymore. Naked, natural, trusting, safe, honest, we are clearly with a friend. Taking us by the hand again, she leads us deeper into the temple, what feels like the inner sanctum, the holy of holies, and it's getting awfully hot now, almost like a sauna, and it's getting dark. The light is black light, and it feels and looks and sounds like a womb. Deeper she takes us. We can barely see anything anymore, but we can hear that there are two solid, dependable women breathing deeply at a lower position, probably sat cross-legged on the floor. They are moaning, uttering prayers, speaking language that we're not familiar with, but we trust these sounds. Everything is done on a full breath, and the sound is coming from a deep, ancient place. These ladies we can just about see are indeed much older, maybe 40s, maybe 50s, maybe even 60s. They have little tattoos on their faces, hands, and feet. These ones are holding something ancient and something timeless and powerful. Something that has been passed down through the ages, never to be forgotten, never to be altered in any way. We can see their faces, their eyes are closed. They don't even open their eyes to catch our face. They instead put their hand directly on our hand and guide us down, down and onto the floor, where one lady takes our head and shoulders and guides us into her cross-legged lap, and the other one grabs our hips, slides us towards her, and asks us with hands to wrap her legs around her waist. We are nested between these two ancient women, these two priestesses, high priestesses of their art. By simply holding our hips and holding our shoulder blades, they know all the way down to the bone, the hormones, the stress agents, the skin, the tone, the sound of our inner organs. They instantly know everything that needs to be known about our body, our nervous system, our trauma, our woundedness, our potential, our lineage. And they connect womb to womb through us. And our head feels the womb presence of the lady at our lap. And our womb feels the womb presence of the lady at our tail. And like a hammock, we are flowing freely, enabling, allowing, and surrendering deeply to this ancient journey we are about to go on with these two other women, and with us it makes three. For a moment, we look up and we see one of the women. We see the lines in her faces, the tattoos upon her flesh. Her eyes are closed, but they are flickering. She has cupped hands above us. She is breathing deeply as if to rustle up something great and something old. Beloved one, may the ancientness of love flow through my hands and into you. May your soul be cradled. May your bones release. May your spirit soar as faith and trust swells within you. May your womanhood return and multiply and course through your system, remembering that you are beautiful, you are grace, and you carry power. May your throat be lubricated, and your tongue flexed and ready to speak truth unapologetically. May grace suffuse the contours of your body as the light of goodness shines in your eyes. May whoever has trespassed upon your body be cleaned rigorously in our domain, in this temple, and that you rise, beloved one, restored, refreshed, and ready for the day to come. Amen. She takes this pool of prayer that she's cradling in her cupped hands, and the one at your tail pours the prayer into your womb. And you notice that the one behind you pours her prayer into your heart. And they cup it in, as if to seal it in, as if to say, woman, this is your prayer, and it is for you only. And with that, they lean over and bring their forehead to your breastbone and to your navel point. And after that, you remember nothing, because you enter fully and heartfully the experience, the place where mind cannot go. And that is my tale of the return to the temple. And that it is how it was for centuries upon centuries. Men, women, children, innocently entering the temple, being taken body first, through whatever it is that needed to be gone through, cleaning, invigorating, awakening, soothing, preparing for death, preparing for birth, preparing for marriage. And that is how it was for a long period of time, until the age fell quite swiftly, almost overnight, and the temple was replaced by a church, and the body work that was done there was replaced only with prayer. So I want to jog your memory of the temple. And perhaps affirm your remembrance and how you have been carrying these codes, these ways inside of you. That is my tale.
We're now going to take a few more minutes to drop even more deeply into the body. And so Anaya can do the same, having been holding the space so beautifully. So I invite you very, very simply and gently to let your awareness fall to those places in your body where you feel yourself supported, like the bed, the furniture. And to allow yourself to be held 10% more. And as you're here now, present with your body after that wonderful tale, allow your awareness of your felt sense to notch up 10% more. Just see with those unworded knowings. Noticing what it's like for you to have been in this temple where the body comes first. And again, being very gently and kindly with your felt sense here. And as we move gently now into a more worded space, I invite you to stay with your body. You might want to keep the eyes closed, or to keep returning to eyes closed at points to check in. What does your body know now? What is it like to be in touch with your felt sense as Anaya and I begin to speak in more thinky ways? Thank you so much, Anaya. That was a very, very beautiful experience. So it's very likely that those participating here with us now have had a powerful experience, whether that's their first experience of being in a realm where the body is revered in such a way, what that meant for their body, and perhaps how their body, what their body might have shared with them when it was given this respect. You know, or something else, it might have been an awareness that there's not much awareness and there's a numbness here, and whatever it is. These are jewels, these experiences in a temple such as that, that can be brought then into our day and into our life and the world to make beautiful shifts and nourishment. And I'd love to know how you would guide those here with us through the internet, to take whatever jewels have arisen for them in that beautiful journey and let them nourish their life.
I would say you can play the role of both the one being taken into the temple, and you can play the role of the one receiving the one coming into the temple. When you feel ready, you could make yourself a bath. But I would say slow everything down. Be that young woman in her 20s, sashaying through the bathroom, grabbing the magnesium, grabbing the salts, lavishly emptying the carton, pouring in the oil, maybe the rose petals from roses downstairs and in another area of the house. Let the steam rise. Close the door on the bathroom. Let that steamy mist fill the room. Turn off the electrical lights. Light only one little candle. Prepare your bathroom. Prepare your temple bath, actually. And then bring yourself in. Now you are the one about to get into the bath. Do the same thing. Instead of just throwing your clothes off like we do, take time. You know, if you have like a little sleeve, what the young lady was doing, you see, she was using the edge of the sleeve to go down the surface of the skin, to bring the prickling, the raising of the hairs, the porcupine. Now, at first, if we don't like our bodies, we won't want to do that. We will have what I call snake bite in the body, guilt, shame, and bitterness. And by golly, they ought not be there. The temple gets rid of snake bite. So until that temple really resurrects, we're going to have to start at home like we do with everything. And we unbutton and we unzip and we unfasten and we let the clothes fall away. And also know that they are layers of protection. Because to go from that beauty that was commonplace in every village, town, and city, to suddenly have it taken away from us and also told that it's bad, forbidden, and if anyone gets caught practicing, they will be killed. And suddenly, no more rocking, no more caressing, no more reaching the divine in that way anymore. No more body medicine. No more trust amongst humans. Now our only route to the divine is through prayer, and we don't know how to do that because no one is teaching us. So we're left, abandoned, cold. We don't know how to find our way home anymore. And so man, woman, child, humans, we all start separating. We all start piling on the clothes of protection and putting on a big brave face saying, we can do this. I can do this. I can somehow survive. That's what's coming off. That could be why we don't like our bodies. Too big, too small, too full, too thin, too hairy, too bold. We're living in a strange environment. We've lost our somatic touch and connection as a tribe. Of course, we're going to look a bit weird We're coping, basically. And so let that be what you see when you undo your blouse. We've all learned to cope in this very artificial, strange way. And so the blouse comes off, the bra comes off, the breasts fall or not. But because it's dark, we have the safety of things not being too jarring, too surprising, too shocking. And we are making our way back to that temple, and it's starting in our bathroom. And we put our little foot out in exactly the same way, maybe a little arch in the instep, a beautiful foot rather than a, you know, a clodhopper, the way the way we usually get into the bath. No thinking, just blah, we're in, and boom, we're down. No, let's go slow motion. Put out your delicate little foot. Put it in slowly. Let it come to ground. Let the water slowly creep up the ankle, the shin, the knee, and down we go. And down we go under the shoulders. And then, well, you don't need to have your eyes open anymore. Allow yourself, if you've got a little bit of a room, start doing the rocking. Just use your bottom to just swing a little bit from side to side. This will start unwinding that nervous system. The rocking and the hot water. The brain knows exactly where you are. You're in the womb. This is how we spent 9 months of our existence. Weightless. Shapeless, nameless, faceless, genderless at some point. A little being in dark, warm, fragrant, smelling liquid. And then after, wow, well, 20, 30 minutes. Again, when you pat yourself, don't do the ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. Pat yourself slowly, slowly, slowly. And then we can go a stage further. Imagine that the path to your bedroom, there's no lights on. What you're going to do from that patted body of yours, you're just going to leave the bath for the morning. Don't worry, don't touch anything. Blow the candle out. Walk in the darkness, naked, to your bed. Climb in. No talking, definitely no screens, no nothing. From the black bath, into the black light, into the black bed. And your body will start to remember. That is a very real practice, producing very real healing and restoration.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. Thank you. That's a profound gift that you've just offered to all of us. Yeah, I am. It reminds me of the strange knowings that I've come to have received from my body these 10 years. And I say strange, not because they're bad or really unusual in any way, except within the context of this world where there's so much busyness and so much doing. And hearing you speak here just reminds me of the power of getting the permission to be incredibly gentle and reverent to the body. Yeah, and how alien that can seem in this world of noise and cars and tall buildings. Mm. Actually, it's my knowing that this experience, this deep kindness, this deep soft practice is such an important pocket piece of the creation of the world that we are wanting to create and to live in, because fundamentally we want to live in a world that feels right.
Yeah.
It has a lot to say about what feels right, but it has been overstimulated for decades, however old you are, you know, and now to have this beautiful invitation from you coming out of that like cosmic journey back to that place and that time is wonderful. So thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm really aware that your work, part of your work, the Sacred Body Awakening, forgotten what you've called it. It's not a ritual or a workshop. So what's the word that you use?
Ceremony, maybe?
Yeah, so maybe. I'm just looking where I actually wrote what you have. But yeah, the Sacred Body Awakening work that you do with groups of women. It sounds so wonderful to me, and certain things jumped out, like the, as I understand it, the invitation for nakedness and the emphasis on working to relieve the sense of competition between women.
Yes.
I wonder if you would say a little bit about that, what you offer there and why those pieces.
I think the main principle of Sacred Body is the work within three. Mm-hmm. When we do one-on-one, we often have this feeling that you are going to heal me. This is what we're agreeing to. Whereas when it's three, it's like we are going to heal and make whole one another. So that hierarchy duality thing is not in the room. The nakedness comes in very gently and very slowly. So there's no shock surprises. Trust and bonding is very, very quick to ignite. And that's what brings in the nakedness. Another element which is just as strong as the hands-on, because stage one is all you're doing is tracing the contours as if you are a doula and you've just got this giant baby in your domain, and all you're doing is mapping out the contours. And this is just such a lovely, amazing way to make someone with a body feel incredibly safe. Us ladies, we have been wired up by society to compare and contrast ourselves amongst one another. And it's a very visual thing. So with the eyes closed, all of that starts to fall away. And as we know, women's bodies, all bodies, but I am a little bit biased with women's bodies, they are amazing. They are works of art, all of them, all sizes, all ages, all cultures, all tattooed ones and bald ones and all of them. And we all feel like that. That's not just me. We all feel like that. When we start to go slow and actually become incredibly aware of what we are doing, the love of beauty just rises within us. And we are now starting to touch people with huge reverence, deep safety, And just what I would call an impeccability. One of the reasons I created Sacred Body, or not created, obeyed, was I myself needed a tantric space. I needed to explore me as a woman, me as a naked human, and all the tantric spaces I sort of tumbled my way into weren't really very comfortable for me. It wasn't too bad, but there was definitely a few elephants in the room. I could feel it. And so I couldn't let go. And when the sacred, when my willingness to bring forth the sacred body, I was a little bit like, I hope I don't produce a few elephants in the room. I need this to be a safe space. Really, really safe, like a vertical presence. Everything we do is in service of that vertical ascent of the soul. And that is exactly what happened again and again and again and again. We are walking a thin edge. You know, the sensuality, the sexuality is there. It is alive and it is deepening and it is flourishing. But thanks be to God, there seems to be this direction that it takes us, which is a very wholesome, kind, good journey. And that was the answer to my prayers. Help us really get in contact with our body, with any womanly parts we may have shut down. Help us to retrieve that safely and to do an authentic job of really reintegrating that into our system.
Yes, 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 yes. Thank you for bringing that through. And is that, obviously with COVID and things, who knows, but is this something people can register for now with you, or are you waiting to see?
Yes, no, I mean, I'm officially doing another training in August. This is what is so utterly amazing. And this is what I'm working on now, because technically, maybe, we won't be able to get that close to each other. But the energy, as you can tell from this call, the energy is still here. And it's not just me. I know you're feeling it too. I know there's an invisible bridge between us and it's transmitting. And also the others on the call listening, you're all, it's landing in you. So I'm going to have to work double time to figure out a really holistic way. Because there's no way my soul is going to put this down just because COVID-19's turned up. Because it's more now than ever. Every one of us hiding behind a mask. Hiding behind a mask. You know, this is dangerous. That we do what's necessary. We do what's right to keep ourselves healthy and everyone around us healthy. But we need to balance that with some very deep companionship work, some connection, some communion. Because if we just stay around behind that mask, well, I don't feel that's a very good idea at all. So this somatic communion with one another in the body with breath, it's very important that this starts rising now as a very profound presence that balances what the world is saying. Wear your mask, stay 2 meters apart. So that's what I'm working on now. How do we keep this going?
And obviously this is airing in November. So
yes,
wonderful magic of kind of time travel at this point. You know, I'm like to you guys in November, what's happened in these few months? You tell me what's happened, you future beings. What I know in my absolute gut is that while there may be challenge over the coming months and years with what's happened with the virus, etc., the love and the blossoming of awareness of the necessity of connection and our interconnectedness is only going to grow and be more potent, so that as we start coming together and also finding ingenious ways of coming together in new ways, it is incredible. This is the human, I was going to say the human spirit, but it isn't just the spirit, it's the human body. Like, this is, wonderful. And I know, Anaya, that you have wonderfully made available one of your beautiful transmissions for free for you guys, which is amazing. So this is Taking the Whore Out of Women, and I wonder if you would like to say a little bit about what that is.
Absolutely. When I say whore, I do not mean vibrant, shakti filled, exuberant, glorious, radiant, healthy, embodied woman. I mean what the media may have taught us, the artificial world of pleasing and doing your duty and doing your dance, and the whole thing is inauthentic, a mask, brings your energy down. But maybe we've been trained, this is what we have to do in order to bring forth sex. Well, I also feel that sex is also going to be a thing of the past, but not intergalactic, heart radiant, soul dripping communion within the body. And the whore and sex and pornography is just going to leave the room. Because the whole thing is coming from that same energy that brought forth that overnight change from the temple into this linear patriarchy. There is only one God, and you have to reach him by getting on your knees and doing a prayer. All of these things have their place, but their time is done, I feel. And so this transmission will pick up where we left off in that story. Remember, we were cradled like a hammock between two women. So the transmission takes us further. What is it that they do? And how do we feel whilst they're doing it?
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, tune in, folks. Click the link. Go find out. My goodness. I can't wait. Yeah, okay, wonderful. So before we close, everyone, let's take three breaths together. Now, you may want to let your eyes close if they've fluttered open, or you may want to let them rest with a soft gaze, everyone. And take three breaths of reverence back into your body. Wonderful. And as we welcome our golden age in, one breath at a time, I thank you, Anaya, for playing such an integral part in this.
Ellie, thank you for being such a trailblazer. I can hardly keep up. You are on it. With this summit, you are on it. And I tilt my hat to you.
Why, thank you. Yeah, I am indeed, but it's not me, it's my body. It just came through my body. Yeah,
it's amazing.
Yeah, wonderful. Okay, everyone. May this session, the next step on your somatic journey, nourish your world, and I will see you soon.